are here at the 2018 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in Tacoma, Washington, with the gentleman from DDJ Myers, Mr. Tim Tolliver, and Mr. Peter Myers. How are you guys?
Hey, good, man.
Fantastic. Good. Fantastic. Good. I'm better now that I get to hang out with you.
Really? Yeah. Oh my gosh. Man, my face is going to turn red. Oh my gosh. All right, guys. We're going to have a little bit of fun here, but before we do that, how's the conference going for you? How's the show?
Well, it's great. We just got done. Yeah. We just got doing the Emerging Leaders Program presentation. We had three participants from this year's program really present. This is what they are doing in their credit unions. This is what they learned. This is how they're going to apply it. This is where they're going. And we got to witness that. And one of the really exciting things is we had about maybe, I don't know, 80 people in the room.
Yeah, growing,
I would say about 30 cohort. People good, good. In the room were alumni. And so they keep coming back to hear. They just
like
loved
it.
Hearing what other people are learning. And so, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, it's great to see that there's a growing community of alumni that are now taking away the learning from the Emerging Leaders Program and seeding it into our Northwest Credit Union. Mm-hmm. So it's gratifying on our end.
Could they be kind of mentors to the new folks coming in?
Actually, we have that as part of the program. Yeah? We say that we bring them in for a social hour or some module during the program, and they get to hear, like, hey, how do I navigate this? And so they get to share that experience. No, it's a great learning.
Indeed. Well, let's talk about what you guys talked about in there. Give us a quick overview, and then maybe we'll go into some key points that you guys discussed.
So the Emerging Leaders Program is kind of a born of the executive development work we do with executive teams. Mm-hmm. So we work across the country, and Troy Stang of the association here, he brought us in. So we work with his team, his executive team, his leadership team.
Okay. Yep.
Tim gets to go in there and work with the team. And so he had this vision, hey, we need to get this in the population up here, the emerging leaders. So let's do an emerging leader program. So we just completed our sixth year of it. So I'm calling that a win, right?
Yeah,
we're doing that 6 years in a row. We're doing it next year. It's exciting.
Good for you.
So what that is through March through September, three-day sessions. Mm-hmm. They get coaching. Mm-hmm. They do group work. They have self-study work. They get coaching calls with Tim, myself. So we work with them on those kinds of things. The reason why we do that is because the baby boomer generation, right? Yeah. In a few years, it's going to be 1 in 5 people in the entire United States. It's going to be over 65 years old. Now, this isn't an ageism thing, but that's a huge shift from...
It's a fact.
It's just a fact,
it's
right?
It's a number.
Huge shift from under 1 in 7 to over 1 in 5 in a few years. So that's big.
Mm-hmm.
And then what we have is we have the millennials just in 2016. They are now the biggest population in our workforce. Right, and then what is really interesting is the Bureau of Labor Statistics looks at banking and credit unions actually, so they have demographics on age and all those things. So what is interesting for credit unions is we have an overrepresentation compared to other industries and other markets, overrepresentation of employees in our workforce that are under 34 years old.
What does that mean, overrepresentation?
So what that means is we have 27% of our workforce is in a particular, here, and I'm just going to show this slide here.
Yeah, and we'll use these as cutaways. So
27% of our population is aged 25 to 34.
Mm-hmm.
So over a fourth of the people that work in our institution are just in that narrow age bracket.
Okay.
So what that means is 40%, we have 40% of our workforce is under 34, where the market has 35. So we have a bigger concentration of people that are in that younger generation. And then we have baby boomers retiring out. So what do we have? This couple dynamics happening, right? These people are leaving. This wealth of skills and experience. Is leaving the workforce, and we have this influx, this huge tide of people coming in going, I'm really hungry to learn, teach me something. And then what Deloitte did a millennial survey, and 6 out of 10 are saying that they really want their leadership skills to be fully leveraged, and it's not happening.
So scenario would be with these outgoing boomers, perhaps they could be mentors to the rising tide of millennials coming in,
and
would that be
it could,
a solution, or
but,
what do you have?
Well, here's the interesting thing. Where do you learn how to be a mentor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, so what happens is, they have mentorship programs. Yeah,
know.
Well, they have mentorship programs inside of institutions, but the skill transference, that's not really a how do you learn how to get that into something?
Good point, yeah.
Right? So that's kind of a phenomenon you got to do. So you can teach that. Some people are natural mentors. Some people go, hey, I'm going to tell you this thing, and you run with it, right?
Right, right.
How do you learn how to be in that relationship even, right? That's that's a whole other thing.
Right, right.
So when this gets into kind of what we're after in the program is there are a lot of programs out there that teach this business operation inside of credit unions, right? Like CUNA Management School or the QCEO School or these kinds of things. This is how you do this operation. This is how you build this kind of plan. And what we're trying to accomplish is we're working the person. How do you evolve as a person no matter the context? Because today's context is going to change in 2-3 years.
No doubt.
It's going to change. So how do you keep that self-evolving going? So that's what we're after.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's the fundamental thing in the program. You've heard the adage, give a man a fish, feed him for a day. Mm-hmm. Teach a man to fish, feed him for a lifetime.
Right, right.
Well, in the Emerging Leaders Program, what we're talking about there is, well, why fishing? And why fishing for you? And where do you want to fish? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how do you want to fish? Mm-hmm. And how is fishing relevant and contextually relevant for you?
Right.
You've heard, as you said from the Deloitte research, what these young people, millennials, are saying is they're looking for integrity, aptitude, confidence, ethics. Like, teach me how to be a certain kind of person
in this
credit union context. Mm-hmm. And as you see, the numbers say that wealth of experience is now leaving. Right, so how do we capture that? How do we help these people grow into being a certain kind of credit union executive? These are our future CEOs, our future executives. How do we help them develop?
My gosh.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
It's exciting. Well, so here's one of the things we do, and this will be another cutaway, is we do a pre-assessment before they come in, right? Before they come into the program. It's the same thing we do with executive teams. Come into the program, they take an assessment. It measures a number of different things, but we look at personal mastery competencies, okay? And then at the end of the program, the conclusion, they take a deep breath and they go, I don't have to listen to Tim and Peter's jokes anymore and what I learned and all this kind of stuff. They take the assessment again. And what we see is, and you can see it here, we'll do a cutaway, their time and priority management on average, and this is 20 people's average. 20 people's average grew 12 points in their ability to manage their time and priorities. Now, what I want to ask you and I want to ask executives out there is, if you can have your emerging leader population, that mid-level talent, better manage your time and priorities, isn't that what you want?
20% better.
Right? 20%. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Right?
It's huge. So the goals of this emerging leader program is to kind of better equip them to take that next step in their careers, right?
Take that next step in this project. Take that next step in your career. Take that next step for your team. What we look at is, and we ask them, we train them, we say, go and find out, what are the strategic objectives of your organization? They go, well, I don't know. So, well, go ask this conversation. Go ask Mike, the COO. Go ask Susie, the CFO. Have that understand that, and they're better informed, right?
Of course.
What are the objectives of the team, and how do those marry up to the strategic objectives? And then what we want to say is, all right, Mike, what are your objectives, right? And then look at those concentric circles, how those blend and overlap, and then find that sweet spot where they overlap, then sink your teeth into that and develop some project, right? So we teach them skills, we teach them perspectives, and then what we ask them to do is stretch yourself inside of some project. Come up with an idea or get assigned some project and test yourself.
Yeah. Get uncomfortable.
Get uncomfortable.
Get outside that comfort zone. That's how you grow.
It's more than a bumper sticker, right?
It's a fact of life.
It is the emerging leader.
If you want to grow, if you want to be an emerging leader, you got to get uncomfortable a few times.
Very cool. So we're excited about it. So 2019, it starts again in Seattle. April is when we're there. So
how do we find out more information on this?
Well, here's the thing is, it sold out this year.
Oh.
Right? So it'll probably sell out next year. That's what we're saying.
Get in.
So get in early. Get in now. The dates are going up on the NWCUA website here, I think, as soon as Max gets done.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We will put that in the show notes.
Thank you.
And any other final words of wisdom, gentlemen?
If you want, I think Peter's credited with saying this, if you want to develop extraordinary leaders, you have to do something extraordinarily hard. So,
I like that.
Get out of your comfort zone. Stretch yourself.
Indeed. Yeah. All right. That's a good message to end on. Gentlemen,
thanks, Mike.
Always a pleasure. Always an adventure.
Thank you.
And I always learn something brand new. So thank you very much. Tim?
Come in.
Good job, to see you again, Peter. Mike, well done, guys. Keep up the good work, all right?
Appreciate it.
There they are.
Take care.